Hello and welcome to Make It the Best Year Ever. You're listening to this because you've been with Guitar Lessons Ithaca at least 3 years, because this is the third in the series that I've created. And when students are in the first year, they listen to part one and then part two, and second year, now you're three and above and you're listening to part. So the first year was, you know, make it a great year. Second was make it an even better year. Third is make it the best year ever. I have no idea what we're going to entitle the fourth year. It'll probably be like, you know, become Superwoman or Superman or something. But if that's all too highfalutin for you, I don't blame you. All right, getting on with the program. Last year, I gave an update on things related to me as they relate to you, and I'm going to do so again this year. So some of this is going to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, which I am, and it's for your benefit, not just to inflate my ego. Yes, it inflates my ego, but that's beside the point. All right, so number one, my lessons. Now, I've been taking lessons from two different sources all year. One online with Tom Hess, my teaching mentor. He has a separate department for guitar lessons, which are mostly PDFs and videos that you read and look at. And they're okay, but the ones I really like are the in-person lessons. Now, the in-person lessons lately, because of COVID, have been via Zoom, but it's still, you know, in person compared to just looking at PDFs and things. So I just want to tell you, I have accomplished quite a bit musically this year. I recorded a double album called What Are the Odds, 18 original songs, and we recorded it in two days and like 2 hours. I've been saying 2.5 days. And I'm very excited about it. It's going to come out at the time of this recording. It's going to be released in another 6 months. So depending on when you're listening to this, it may already have come out in previous years. And you can look it up. Dennis Wing, What Are the Odds? And a lot of the tunes are in odd time signatures, which is something I would never... I always liked them. I always kind of dabbled in them. And I was curious by them and I was entertained by them. But now that I know what I don't know, I didn't really know like how to compose in them. I didn't really know how to improvise in them. I would always want to. I remember that. So now I've recorded 18 originals. Not all of them are in odd times, but that is the theme that runs through the album. And they're in time signatures such as 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15 beats per bar. And that's something I never could have felt comfortable with if I hadn't been taking lessons. I also recorded another album with this band called Not From Brooklyn, which is out now. So if you, it's on Bandcamp. So if you do Not From Brooklyn Bandcamp, I wrote about 60% of that material. And two of those songs are in odd times. One is called Your Seven Wives and the other one is called My 11 Children. I don't know why they're called that. I just wanted to be have some kind of reference to the amount of beats per bar. So if you're curious, you can look those up. You just type in Not From Brooklyn or Dennis Wing and either of those two song titles. So I feel really good about being able to write and compose. Not only that, I actually made a whole course, which I'm now selling at playoddtimes.com. I made a whole course in how to play in odd time signatures, like the easy way, without having to do higher math or, you know, or even read music notation. It's in my opinion, a very easy, doable system. And so, obviously, I never could have created that if I hadn't learned it myself. And that's part of why I created it, because I got even better. They say, if you want to learn something, teach it, you know. So, there were times where I was demonstrating certain examples in creating that course. And I had to do it several times, you know, many different takes before I got it right. And even the actual video that's on playoddtimes.com, the intro video, I demonstrate something in 17. Well, I told my teacher, and I'm going to tell you guys, you know, obviously not to be shared, but when it got to the bit where I demonstrated how to play in 17/8, you know, it took a little while to get it right. And I knew I wanted to get it like really perfect because, you know, I figured anyone who's watching this, you know, I should demonstrate absolute prowess when it comes to playing in odd time signatures, or else I wouldn't have credibility for the course. But behind the scenes, that wasn't really the case. Now, maybe 6 months from now or a year from now, you know, I'll be able to play in 17, no problem. You know, without any, you know, just flawlessly every time. But anyway, the point is, I'm very proud of what I have done, and I could have done it without guitar lessons. So that's part one. Part two is, I also learned how to use Studio One, which is a digital audio workstation. Otherwise, sometimes people refer to it as a DAW. If you ever hear that, it means DAW, digital audio workstation. There's hundreds of them on the market. You know, everything from Pro Tools to Logic to whatever. I don't know what people use. I don't keep up with it. I bought this. It's not even that expensive. I bought the artist version of Studio One, which is made by Presonus, and it's only $100. And it's so powerful. There's so many things you could do with it. But I have to tell you, I bought it and then it just sat there. I was exactly like someone who gets a guitar either for Christmas or they buy it themselves and then it just sits there for months. I bought my Presonus like 9 months or even close to a year before I actually started to use it. And when I decided to start to use it, I noticed that there was someone who, at the end of his instructional YouTube video, said, "I'm available for private lessons on Presonus. You can email me at X." And I emailed him and he got right back to me, and we've been doing lessons ever since, every single week. And I'm just very, very pleased because I can now record and mix and master, you know, a full album and have it sound like very good. So I'm actually going to, in the next file, I'm going to let you listen to a small sample of what I mixed and recorded for a client. I actually have my old machine, my Tascam, which is portable, and I recorded all the tracks, some at the drummer's house and some, you know, one-on-one with the singer and then, you know, with the bass player. And then the rest I did guitars and background voice and all that here at this studio. And I put it all into Presonus and mixed and mastered it all. And now the client loves it. You know, the client really loves it. And I'm very pleased. I have a new life skill that I never would have had. And again, it all comes back to taking lessons. I really feel like if I hadn't seen that guy every single week, you know, videos are okay, but they can't answer questions like, well, why am I getting this message? Or what am I supposed to do with blah, blah, blah? Or how come this thing they said on the video doesn't work for me? Or I can't find this button, or it doesn't do what they say it's supposed to do, or all kinds of different stuff. So I'm very pleased. And so just have a listen to the next file. I won't play the whole songs. I'm just going to play little bits of the next few songs. And so I hope that you're obviously seeing the connection between you and why I'm telling you about me. It's because, you know, lessons are lifelong, and whatever you learn, you keep for life. You build this foundation and then you enjoy it for the rest of your life. And it's a wonderful accomplishment, and it serves people. It uplifts people. Let's talk about that for a minute. When you play guitar well, you know, we had someone this year did a contribution to the student album to give as a gift for someone. And I heard that someone that the student gave it to, you know, came to tears because of the gift, the moving gift. That's a very, very powerful thing to move someone like that, and a wonderful gift. All right, so here's a couple of examples of the tunes.